Can you tell me, describe for me, a day in your life when you were like 10 to 12 years old? What did you do?
10 to 12 years old, what did I do?
Yeah, just tell you a normal day.
Oh my gosh, 10 to 12 years old.
Or when you were a young girl. Just a day.
Oh.
You can't remember?
Well, I have to think.
Okay.
It's not something that comes just zoom. Let me see. Was there anything special that happened when
where did you sleep?
Years old? I slept.
You have home. Your own room? Did you have your
yes,
own bedroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 10, 12 years old? Well, yes, I think so, yeah.
Not close enough.
Yeah, because before that, there wasn't. Well, my brother was not then there. Well, 10 and 12, my brother and his wife could have been there.
Oh, your brother and wife live with you guys?
That first wife, Romulus' first wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Romulus' first wife, her name was Lala, Larissa.
Larissa?
Larissa. But we used to call her Lala.
Lala?
Yeah.
What, how come, did they get divorced or?
Well, there was a big, ugly thing.
Oh, okay, well, we won't go there then.
Okay.
But other than that, so you would wake up in the morning. Who made you breakfast? Did you make your own?
No, we used to have Mahmoud.
Mahmoud? Who's that?
Mahmoud was our, he was everything. I mean, he helped the cook. He helped, if the maids came to do the wash every month, he helped them to put one would iron, one would wash and put the clothes to dry. And because you didn't have washers and dryers.
Right.
So, and then there was...
So Mahmoud, did he live there or did he just come?
Mahmoud lived there. Oh. He's the only one who always lived there.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Mahmoud, when dad, my dad, he was not more than, he was my age, maybe 2 years older or something like that.
Sure, he was a houseboy.
Well, he started like a houseboy, and then he grew up, certainly. But he stayed until Dad died. The reason he stayed, Dad told him he will be holding his money, a certain amount, every month, and then at the end of his thing, he will have that money to go and buy a farm, you know.
So when he died, he would give it to him.
That's correct. That's what happened. He gave him the money, and my sister-in-law told me, the moment he got that money, we never saw him again.
was the end of the contract.
So yeah, he went to buy his farm out of Tehran. I'm sure Tehran is too expensive to get a farm. He must have gone to the village he came from. So anyway, that was Mahmoud.
Okay.
So about
yeah. That's so story. So he would get you up and make you breakfast and
he would arrange for it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
He would bring the things that we used to. We usually in the morning we had toast and jam and nobody had too much in the morning. Lunch was the lunch and supper were the big. Also at 4 o'clock we always had tea and cake or cookies or something we had the afternoon. So the morning was not a very important meal.
Okay, so
but
did
we
you,
did eat. We had right. toast and
so where did you go to school?
Or something. Well, that's another thing. If this must have been under 12, I was in, that's it, under 12, I was in Tehran, in Tabriz. And that's where we had we had a tennis court, we had a zoo. Nico, my brother Nico, who lived then, he died from an accident of the gasoline.
Burned him?
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother Nico used to
have a zoo?
Yes, he had his own zoo. He loved animals. So
what kind of animals were there?
Well, he had all kinds. He had, let's see, what kind of animals he had.
Did he have like a giraffe?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't any bigger than a. He had rabbits.
Oh, okay. So he had like little cages for little animals.
Well,
like
no, it was one big thing with subdivision, but it was about, let's say, like this room built like that with a screens.
Right. So you have about the size of the kitchen, and you had a bunch of pans in there.
Screened in there.
So you have like
fowls to cats and dogs, and we had so many dogs in and out, and oh my gosh, he loved animals. He was an animal lover.
That's good.
And let's see what else about. That was it. He loved animals and he loved cars. He would take all the cars apart and put them all together.
Oh, really?
That was his hobby. He just loved that.
And how much older was Nico than you?
Nico, a lot longer. Yeah, Romulus was the oldest. And
right.
Romulus was about 16 or 17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Nico was, I think, a year or 2 years younger than Romulus.
So he was number two.
Number two, that's right.
And you were out of a total of how many?
Nico looked very much like our Ed.
Eddie does?
Yeah,
oh.
He did. And what they call that? Let's see.
So there was Romulus, Nico, and
Romulus looked, and what's his name? Jason looks a lot like Romulus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but Romulus was a handsome, tall, and Jason is kind of small. He was tall and nice looking. Yes, he. That's why he had one wife, and then Iza, his second wife, was only 1 year older than I am, so he married a younger,
much younger girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, what else do I have?
So well. So you had your brother Romulus, Nico, then who was the next?
We lived in a beautiful home.
Okay.
In Tabriz. The dining room, that's the best part. I love the dining room. It had 1, 2, 3, 4 windows from top to almost, it had a sitting place.
Mm-hmm.
On each window. It had sitting places. And then there was room for a... Our couches were different couches. They put a mattress on an ordinary wood thing,
yeah,
and covered it with oriental rugs from the wall and back
down.
Oh,
and then let it, fold over it? I got you.
And push and pillows all over.
Okay.
It was on both sides of the house. We had also a chair. See, that's the thing. This was a dining room, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we also used it as a living room. The living room was one step down and a small living room.
Oh, I see. Your dining room was much bigger.
Oh, yeah. It was really meant for people who entertain and for mostly dining. I mean, you know, you could have a table from one end to the other and invite lots of people in the hundreds.
That was big. You had that big of a place. You could have 100
yes.
people in there.
Oh, more than 100. Oh yes.
Wow.
The balcony was very long. It was almost the whole length of the house. Not including the living room. But we had a bedroom. We had the office in here. We had the dining room in here that gave on the balcony. We had. Our room where my sister and I used to sleep together. That's right. When I was young, I slept with my sister.
Okay.
And then what they call that? And then Romulus and his wife had a small little place all to their own.
Really?
With a bedroom
and a bathroom.
And little seats, little
like a parlor or something like that.
That's
yeah.
a small yeah. place, and Daddy's bedroom was huge. We had a very big bedroom. The bedroom came from the length of the width of the whole house. It was huge, huge.
Wow! Was it
bedroom?
Was it? Would you say your house?
And we had a fireplace. But we used to have a fireplace in that house. I don't think so. We had in Daddy's room. I know the servant will come early in the morning and put wood
in the fireplace.
Fireplace to warm the room, the room, because it was cold.
Oh sure.
So Mahmoud will come and put that. Okay. So,
would you say that house?
Before Mahmoud, we had another servant which was not very smart. He came and he came to Dad and said that what do you call those people? Those people that there is a word, and I wish I knew it. I can't remember. In Iranian, they are type of people. From the other world that come and.
It was like a foreigner type of person.
No. He was Iranian.
Okay.
But he was thinking that because he got electrocuted with the water and the you see, their electrical thing was not very good. Here is a beautiful home, and the kitchen electrical part was not very good because he was electrocuted. That's what it was. And he comes and tells to Dad, there are,
like ghosts?
Ghosts. Yeah, oh! Some kind of like that. But they have in a bad reputation. They're kind of mean ghosts, you know.
Yeah, that, like ghouls.
Something like that. And they took me and they moved me like that.
So your dad said, I think this guy's time to go, right?
He knew what it was after he came there. And so we had copper. You know, copper things and
copper pots and pans.
Yes, yeah. And copper. The things were made from copper. Anyway, that was one incident there. That was funny. And then, as I said, we had once a month those two ladies coming, washing, drying, iron, and. What else? One time, the servant Mahmoud came to my mother and said, "That lady, that came, has a helping lady that cleaned, came to tell. She came skinny and she's fat now."
So, did you think she was stealing stuff?
Yes. And we looked, we asked her to take her skirt out.
Oh, really?
Sure enough, she had all kinds of things. But she had mostly food, and my mother told her, why in the world didn't you ask for those things? She had, you know, sugar and things. Things that were not very important. They were not life, and she had children and everything. But that was the end of her.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah.
What's all
and
that
so,
I'm just talking to Mom about when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
You want to sit down and listen?
Well.
Okay.
No, I've got some other things, though.
Well, let me talk to Mom for a minute, and then we can go, you and I can talk. But sit down and listen to us.
Okay.
Okay? So, would you say your house in Tabriz was as big as our house on Linden Road, or bigger?
It's a different.
I know, because one's up and down stories, and the other one's.
Well, this one was also up and down. We had a basement, very big basement, and we had a place, a bedroom downstairs that we never used. That only Mahmoud used it.
Uh-huh.
Well, the same thing in Tehran. The bottom, where the kitchen is and everything, used to be the servant quarters.
But so was it big? I mean, was the area that, maybe the yard, did you have a big area?
I'm trying to think how big is the, you haven't seen the house. It became a hospital.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The one she grew up in?
In Tabriz. The house that the American last plane, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you that. But the American, that house that we were renting it.
Oh, you were renting it. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right.
That house... an American lost it in gambling.
Playing
poker.
Cards? Oh! Yeah. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Whose house are you talking about?
My house in Tabriz.
When she was a little girl, Dad, long ago.
Kleenex, Dad.
Oh,
I think
so.
Well, I want to know about it. That's why.
Yeah, he's my son. He wants to know.
I want to know.
That's a new clean Kleenex. I didn't, so you can have.
Thank you.
Okay, so then in the afternoons, I mean, where did you go to school?
There was a sister school called, Jeanne d'Arc. Collège Jeanne d'Arc was in Tehran. No, I'm trying to think what the name of the, isn't that terrible? I don't think... I remember. It will come to me.
That's okay. But it was
a
school.
Sisters.
Yeah, it was a bunch of nuns.
Nuns. Okay. Yes. An orphanage.
Oh, it was an orphanage. Okay.
Well, one side was the orphanage. The other side was the school.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad wanted me to go to the orphanage because they spoke, the kids from very young started learning French, and their accent was better than the one the Iranians and the Armenians and the Russians. And
he wanted you to learn French.
A mix. You know, being a foreign, Tabriz was a business center.
Where is Tabriz? In what country?
Tabriz in Iran.
Oh, it is in Iran.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, weren't you? You were born in Athens, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And who I was?
She was born in Athens, Greece.
I was born.
Yeah.
That's
only for about a year or two.
Right.
No. I was older than that. I remember being in Turkey.
Iran.
No, I never went to Iraq.
Oh, yes, you did.
No. Iraq was when we went with my mother to go to Egypt. When we went to Egypt, we stopped in Iraq. But I never, also to come to this country, I stopped in Iraq. I was scared to death. I was all alone in the hotel place. I went to bed at 6 o'clock, I think, or something, because I was scared. I was all alone. I was going to take the plane the next day to take me to Egypt.
Egypt.
Because
right.
from Egypt, I was going to take the boat.
You never moved to Iraq?
No, never.
Yes, you did. In Iran.
Tabriz.
Okay, so we're good. All right, so now, so you went to school in the afternoons, and then what kind of games did you play when you were a little girl?
I still cannot understand how I can not remember the school's name.
That's okay. All right, we'll come to you.
What
kind of games did you play?
Oh, yeah. We used to call Top Arabi. Top,
what?
That means ball, Arabian ball.
Say that again, Top?
Top Arabi.
Top Arabi.
Arabi, yes. And it used to be a Arabian ball. Yes.
Yeah. And what would you do?
What it was like the baseball we play around here. You had a stick, you hit the ball, and then you run. And there was places exactly like baseball.
Oh, so it was like baseball, just you called it Top Arabi.
I cannot understand. That's why I was wondering, is the baseball really the Americans that discovered it, or is it from Arab countries?
Well,
I don't know.
It's hard to say, but
I don't know, but
that's okay.
Anyway.
You used to play that.
Yes, that's what one of the things. And then we used to, let's see, what else do we play? Jumping with one foot, you know, you make
oh, hopscotch?
Hopscotch.
Okay.
You know, I guess it's hopscotch.
Yeah, where you make squares and
squares
okay.
You go like that, and then you put with one foot.
Right.
We used to also have a stone we used to put in one foot, and you had to hobble all around. It was very
What was the name of that one?
The same game.
Oh, hopscotch, but you put it...
You see, the first one, all you did is walk, and then come back. The next one was, you went like this.
Right, don't hurt yourself. I got you. But you put a stone in your crook. If you dropped it, you're out.
You have to start.
I got you. All right, good.
That was Top Arabi.
So what did you do did you have a hobby?
Hobby. The mother tried to teach me knitting.
Knitting?
I'm not
that very
crazy.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I did start it. I met Frank all the time that I traveled from Iran to the United States. I was doing his, I finished it, his white, beautiful white sweater. It was like this, sleeveless, because that's
right.
how they wear them.
A knit sweater?
Knit sweater. And what I did, because it was wool, dumb me, forgot and put it with a white clothes.
Oh, and you washed it?
And it
became a baby.
I'm not kidding. That's how.
Whatever happened to that? Did you throw it away?
Yes.
Okay.
It was, nobody could use it.
So now that I got you both here, tell me about when you guys met.
Okay. We met in Tehran. That's when I was in. Yeah, Tehran.
Tehran.
Yes, because afterwards we met also. I'll tell you. First, we met in Tehran. So Mabel Goo had a party.
Who?
Mabel. She was a British girlfriend of mine.
Mabel Goo.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's the funny part. They were subject, English subject, but Goo, G-O-U-T.
G-O-U-T.
And on U, on the U, it has an accent.
A little funny there, yeah.
Yes.
There you go, okay.
So you see, they were French, I'm sure.
Oh, I got you.
Because the name is, and they spoke very good French and everything. And,
So you had a party. She invited you to a party.
She invited me to her birthday party.
Oh, I always thought it was at the French embassy that you guys met.
No,
okay.
No.
So it was a birthday party.
Yes, birthday party. And Frank was invited by his friend that worked for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? I can't.
Well, you were in the army French. At the time, right,
yeah,
Dad?
Yes, yeah.
What was his
name? No, not Chinese, French fellow.
I know. The French guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't remember his name now.
I don't remember it either.
Me either.
But anyway, he had a sister, and we knew each other a long time. Also, he was in the group of foreigners that we knew each other. And but we were very, very close friends to the Gu family. And mostly because... their daughter and I, Mabel Goo, Mabel Goo and I. Mabel was much older than I was.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you? You were about 18, maybe?
Just 17 or 18. It was
18, but it was... No more than that.
No, I became 1 year older just in January. You know, it was the end of my... we met in December, in Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So that I was almost another year old. But I think I was 17.
Yeah, and then you turned 18.
18. Yes, when we met. And Frank was 27.
Wow.
26 or 27.
No.
Yes, we have...
You're not 10 years apart.
No,
you're 5 years apart.
No, six years.
6 years.
6 years. So if you were 17, Dad would have been 23.
Oh, yes. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was still in the army.
Yeah, 27 is when we got married. That's what I'm talking about. Three years after we met, we got married.
Okay.
So this is...
Oh, that would be right. Yeah, because... Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's why all the confusion. Okay, so...
So Dad was probably 24 when you met, and you were 17, and then you turned 18 right away.
He might have also been 20. I remember him 23 or 23.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
So
okay.
Who introduced you? Or did you? Who introduced you?
All I know is that we were talking with others and everything, and I could see Daddy look at me, and I would turn around, and he would look to somebody else.
Is that what happened, Dad?
And then after that, we got to meet, and then what they call that? Then we were all the time together. And after that, I thought he would come to church, you know. And I forgot of him because I thought, well, he didn't show up in church because he asked me, where can we meet? And I said, the only thing I can think about it is next Sunday at church. I go to the Catholic church and thing. And he wasn't there, and I said, well, he must not be interested, and I forgot about him. And then there was another party. Was it Maud? I can't remember. I think it was Maud, the sister of Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
Maud, M-A-U-D-D-E, Maud. Or is it, Maud, something like
that. She had a birthday also?
She had a birthday also. And and there were three kids Mabel, Goo. The Goos had... Three kids, and so Mabel, Maud, and Harry.
And Harry, okay.
So
you went to Maud's birthday party, and Dad got invited to that too.
Yes. No. He said, listen to this. I heard from Mabel that he said, if Edith doesn't come, I'm not interested to come.
Oh, okay.
So at that time, they used to call me Lilika.
So what?
Lilika.
Lilika.
That's my name. If you ask in Tabriz people and everything, as a matter of fact...
L-I-L-I-K-A. K-A.
Lilika. Yeah, and then, you know, Marika was my...
Right, so Lilika.
Maybe Lilika C-A.
C-A, okay.
C-A.
All right.
Okay. and Merica. You see, it kind of rhymes. So that was the I don't know the name. Edith was my stupid Romulus brother, my older brother. I'm not kidding. I mean, can you imagine an older brother? At that time, he had read a roman or something, and he loved the name Edith. I mean, or Edith, or whatever you want to call it. And he asked Dad, really, but and Dad, you know, with all the name of the kids, he said, why don't we call her Edith?
So he read it in a book somewhere.
And when we went, when I went to be, what they call that, baptized, the Greek Orthodox priest said, we don't know any saints. There are Saint Edith. As a matter of fact, one of them is a queen.
Right, but at the time.
No. Not at the time. It was all. This is all time thing. But he does. The Greek Orthodox know the Greek Orthodox saints. Saint Eleni, Saint.
Right.
So
you got named Sophia.
So I got named Sophia. How I got named Sophia.
Okay. So now let's go back to the party. So Dad said, I want to meet you, and then you saw at the party.
No, he said, I will not come if she's not coming.
And you were coming, so he came.
Yeah. And then after that, there was another party to his friend. That's when we got really close. His friend had us in one room with a fireplace.
Now wait a minute. Okay.
So, we didn't do anything wrong, not even kissed, I don't think so. We were just close and talking and everything, but only alone. He left us alone. And so, you see,
so, Dad, you're quite the Casanova, aren't you?
No, he was his boss, you see. He was his boss.
So did you tell him that you'll fire him if you don't get you a date?
Well, anyway, after that day, I asked my parents, and my parents said, yeah, it's okay. I asked him if it was all right to go to my brother's, because we can go play. No, I asked him, I didn't tell you. All this time, Ophelia, this is my sister.
Your sister, Ophelia?
Sister-in-law.
Oh, sister-in-law. That's Romulus's.
No. It is Byron's.
Oh, Byron's. Is he the third?
Byron was,
her wife's sister.
Romulus is the oldest.
Right.
Nico is the second.
Right.
And then
Brian.
I don't know if it is Byron. I don't know if it is. Let's see. Romulus, Nico, and I don't know if it is Byron or my sister that came up.
One of those two.
One of those two was third, and then Byron, as much as I remember, because after Byron I came. Oh, Michalis. Excuse me. Michael, we forgot Michael.
Where's Michael at?
Michael are six of them. Okay.
Michael.
Michael is close to my sister, so it must.
What's your sister's name?
Xanthippe.
What?
But she changes.
Xanthippe?
She changed it to Marilene. Marilene, because she couldn't stand it. Xanthippe was Socrates' wife. Mean. She's a terrible person.
Did Romulus name her too?
Pardon.
Did Romulus name her too?
Romulus did what to her?
Romulus gave you Edith, right? Your brother? Yeah.
No, he had nothing.
Okay,
to do.
All right, just checking. All right.
No.
Xanthippe, huh?
Xanthippe. No, he did not have anything with that.
Byron, Michael, and Xanthippe.
Who put the poor child and give her a name like that? I cannot. My parents had not very good names for girls anyway. coming back to what we were
talking about. All right, so we were talking about Dad.
Romulus. Nico, Michael, I think came before
Byron.
I'm sure, yes.
Michael,
and then came my sister, and then Byron, and then me.
You were the youngest.
Yes, and we were only 5 years difference between my brother Byron and me.
Okay,
5 years, and let's see.
So you met Dad and. And you sat at the fireplace, and you didn't kiss him?
Did he kiss?
Come on, Dad. Did she kiss you?
I don't remember. We were pretty close, but I don't remember it. We were very...
Did you hold hands?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. You held hands. All right.
Yes. And then after that, we met playing golf.
Not golf. Tennis?
Tennis, right. Tennis. No, not tennis. Yes, tennis. tennis. Yeah, tennis.
You used to play tennis, I remember.
Because
that.
Romulus had a tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pub, I think it was a public tennis court, but it was right next to his house. So we used to go and play there. Beautiful house he had with a yard, with the old gorgeous house. But he was close to, and then on the other side was the stadium, the big stadium in there. But anyway.
So who won? Who used to win at tennis?
Oh, tennis. Oh, I'm sure that. I didn't know that. Right.
Okay.
All I did playing tennis was we had a hall in Tabriz, and it was from there to here, maybe a little wider.
Yeah.
And I used to hit the ball on the...
Inside the house?
Inside the house, yes.
Down a hallway to me about...
From
this wall right here?
Yeah,
10 feet away?
A little bit longer, and I would just...
I bet your dad was happy about that.
Why was he?
Well, when you hit a tennis ball on the wall, doesn't it get it all dirty, or was it a stone wall or something?
No, it was a wall.
Just like
these?
I don't
know how they do.
Got plaster wall?
I don't know. What do they... plaster
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, plaster wall. Okay.
So anyway,
you
get the thing dirty.
All right, so you started playing tennis together.
Yes. We started playing tennis, and then after tennis, we used to invite him to our home for supper,
mm-hmm.
and on like that. And then
Did your dad like him?
He went to I went to Tabriz. My sister-in-law, Ophelia,
mm-hmm.
went to her to see her parents, and father said, "Why don't you follow her to Tabriz?" And I did. I went to stay with her. All at once, I see my husband there.
Oh, well, you mean your boyfriend?
my boyfriend. And I was so surprised. And then I heard that he was leaving. He told me about him leaving. And he also told me he wanted to marry me. And
what?
So, yes.
How old were you then? Was it even a year?
Less than a year. Was it a year? I don't think we were that long we saw each other. No.
No, I don't know.
No, I think it was...
About a year?
About a year,
okay.
Yeah. I don't think it was even Christmas yet. I mean, you know.
So it wasn't even a whole. It wasn't a full year then, because you met in January.
Yes, yeah, it was 6 or 7 or 8. Anyway, I think it was the fall. And then he told that he wants to marry me, and I told him okay, but don't tell. He wanted to ask Dad, and I said, don't ask Dad before I ask Mother. So we went back home. I stayed...
Okay, wait a minute. I want to know one thing. Did you kiss before he asked to marry?
Oh, yeah. Yes. But anyway, talking about... I will never forget. I never will forget. He was going to... lots of trucks and cars. He managed to ask to have the cars come to Tabriz so he can see me, you see.
Oh, you were in a convoy or something like that? Is that what it was?
Yes,
you diverted an entire United States Army convoy to Tabriz just to see her?
No, it was supposed to be sent there. It was supposed to be sent there.
Oh, okay.
So he asked to be the one.
Oh, he found out it was going there, and he wanted to go on?
Yes,
I got you now. Okay.
The officer in charge.
All right.
So anyway, he came there. And they were going to leave, and so the next morning, and I stayed on that stupid window waiting for his convoy to pass. I never saw it. I fall asleep on the windowsill. Anyway, I went home, and we met, and I told my mother, and my mother told my father, and he gave me his ring, which looks exactly like the one that... Richard took it. What they call it?
He took your ring?
No. It's a gold ring of his school.
Oh, his class ring.
The
Citadel ring.
Citadel.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because
so
Richard
he
went
gave
to the Citadel.
Citadel.
Sure.
Citadel ring.
Right.
And my father told Mother, give him back the ring, because I don't want, she's too young. To have...
to get married,
yes.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But for the moment, she's too young.
Okay.
And that's the thing he said. So And I told Frank, I said, what they say, I don't care, but I am going to wait. And we started corresponding then.
Right.
So we corresponded until I went to Egypt, meanwhile with my mother, because my brother was also called in the army. And we went all the way to
Egypt.
Egypt, yes. I loved Egypt.
How long did you stay in
so
Egypt?
Sorry, I was telling Frank.
Alexandria?
Well, yeah. First we were in Cairo. First we were in Cairo and then in Alexandria. And then...
Brother was that? Was that Byron or was that Michael?
Byron. Byron was called, yeah.
Okay.
He said he was the youngest at the time, so he was called in the Navy. And then we were going there to see him. Because he was going to get out of the Navy.
Graduate, yeah.
So, let's see.
So how long were you there? How long were you over there?
I and mother. We were there just a few months.
Oh, a couple of months, okay.
Yeah, not more than that. But, oh my gosh, I used to write and tell him, why aren't you here? It's so beautiful.
It's all Dad's fault for not being there.
You know, Alexander reminds me very much
of
San Diego.
A lot of letters at home, you know.
What's that?
Letters at home.
We have the letters.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but you know, he wasn't very much of a... he write very not non-committal letters. And so I started to write non-committal letters. They were not love letters.
Oh, I see.
I used to... what they call that? I really loved him a lot. And I prayed. And I remember praying in the convent and adoration places and everything for everything to get to be together. Thank God it happened. Do you know that I had to wait? How long did I have to wait to come? I went everywhere. My passport was ready in a matter of.
No, I remember. Yeah, but I don't want to get to that yet. We'll come to that because this is all going to be written into the newsletter. So I'm making an article for the newsletter.
You should sit down and read the letters too.
Well, I would like to do that.
Okay. So they are somewhere.
Well, I'll get those later. We'll get those later.
Okay.
But that would be interesting in itself. Okay. But okay, so you went to Egypt, and then when was the next time you saw Dad?
In Egypt.
In Iran.
Back to the United States.
Wait a minute.
I never saw him again.
After he asked you to marry him, mm-hmm. You never saw him again till the United States?
He left. He left.
Wow.
That's
and so how long
asked,
was
that's
how long,
why he asked me to
oh,
marry
I see. So he's going
he
back to the United
to marry
States.
Me and take me.
I got you. And so how long
went to this country from the United States?
Right. So but how long from when Dad left till you got to the United States?
We got married in 3 well I'll tell you.
Not when you got married. When did you get to
just a minute, okay. Let me tell you. I left on January
1946.
46.
Yeah, I remember that because I saw it in the log.
I don't know if it was January. Was it January?
No, it was June. It was May, June, right?
I arrived in here.
Oh, right. You're right. Right. Right.
So,
but what I'm trying to get at is, when did Dad? Do you remember when you left Iran to come home? What year that would have been?
Come
to the United States. Back to the United States.
Yeah, because he was only 3 years. He was only 23 years old. So he was in 19... What is it?
Well, but what I'm getting at is from the from when he asked you to marry him mm-hmm. till the time that you left to come home, about how long? Was it a year, 2 years?
To come
to the United States.
Oh,
was it 1 year, 2 years?
2 years and a half.
Two and a half years of correspondence?
No.
Daddy, we did not see each other.
You left...
We got married exactly three years since the time we saw each other.
Okay, that makes sense, because that would have been in December. So it was 3 years, so it was a year, so you've gone about 2 years. Okay, I understand now. Yeah. So you got married, because you got married at the end of December, and you went to this party.
Wait a minute. Now, yes.
And you went to this party with Mabel.
December 28, 1946, is that?
In December. So that makes sense. Okay. All right. I got it. So it was a 3 year romance, so to speak. All right. So now the trip to America.
Trip to America. Well, I came to Alexandria first, and then they told me that I had to go back to Cairo for
a passport, Kenya visa. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I went on a Sunday to see the because we were leaving the next Monday, and I saw the consulate fellow, the ambassador
or whatever,
whatever he was, in his pajamas and robe.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the morning. So
you went
I didn't even think anything about it. Later on, I thought, my gosh, that's a funny way to think.
Was that a Sunday, you said?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
Sunday. It had to be.
It was a weekend, probably.
Yes. And then he signed whatever it was, and so I could get back to Vulcania. Vulcania was the ship that was leaving. And until the last minute, I wasn't sure. They were talking about there is not room. And that was funny. There was plenty of room.
Oh, really?
But it's true that we went afterwards in Italy, and we got all those war brides, and then it was full. So they were thinking about those kids, those girls. That
let me understand this now. When you went on the ship, you went all alone, right?
All alone, but then I had a cabin with another lady.
Okay, so you shared a cabin?
From New York, who was from New York, and she was a very important person in the, I don't know if it was movie director or movie something or other with the movie.
You don't remember her name?
No, but she was an important person, no.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, those days nothing, I was not interested in anything.
So how did you, I mean, it was like 2 week travel, right? On the ship?
Well, first of all, we went to Naples. We went. Oh, wait a minute. We went to Naples, and it lasted for. They stopped there for some reason, or repair, or they told us you can go to Rome, but if you go to Rome and you are not back when we leave, we're going to be without you. So I never went to Rome.
So you just stayed on the ship.
I stayed on the ship, but we could go in.
So you visited Naples, basically.
Yes.
So did you walk by yourself?
No. I was going with a group.
Oh, there was like tours or something like that, yeah.
Yes, with the lady and all that. Oh, yeah, I never went by myself, no.
Right.
We went and saw what's that place where they have all those persons who are under, the volcano, you know. When
Pompeii.
Pompeii.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We went to Pompeii and saw, it was very, very interesting. I mean, the people are just, one was cutting the thing, they are all...
Just like the one when it happened, in the other words,
It's very interesting. Anyway.
So then you left Naples.
Yes.
And where'd you go? And that's when you headed over all the way to New York from Naples?
From Naples, we went all the way to New York. I remember the first thing I saw in New York was that beautiful... I thought it was so beautiful. The island, what they call
Staten it? Island? Where the Statue of Liberty is?
The
Statue of Liberty?
No.
Coney Island?
They have a statue.
Yeah, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, but also, no, I was thinking about there was an island where the dome was blue and it was gorgeous. And Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was very impressed. I said, what a beautiful place.
Little did you know you were going to go. Well, that's before you get to New York.
Yeah.
You know, you were cruising across the Atlantic on this ship. What did you do on the ship?
There wasn't very much to do. For me, there wasn't. Yeah. I would go to bed real early. There wasn't...
Did you read books?
I'm trying to think if I played... bridge or no, I don't think I knew bridge at that time. So there wasn't very much to do. I used to go and watch people dance, or I used to go up and see people swimming, you know, those sit on the thing. I gained a lot of weight, I'll tell you.
There's lots of food?
Lots of, yes, very good food and not very much to do. You could go around and walk around and things like that. But not knowing very many people, and this lady was a little bit older than I was, so we didn't do very much.
How big was your room?
The room was very nice, and it had a very nice balcony.
Oh, so you were in the up. So your dad sprung for some real...
Well, I don't know. We had a good
Yeah, your dad paid for extra nice for you.
I don't know, but we had a really good place. Yes, it must have been.
Did you have your own bathroom, or did you have a community bathroom?
No, we had the bathroom. We had all private, this lady and I. Well, this lady also was very well-to-do. So we two were, yes, my father's friend had everything organized. I had nothing to do. Once I came to Alexandria, I had nothing to do because he had everything.
And you flew to Alexandria, right?
Cairo first, and then Alexandria.
Did you fly an airplane?
Let me see. Well,
airplane?
Yeah.
Yes. Just a minute.
An airplane? There are no airplanes.
Yes, there was. Daddy, what are you talking about? I was in one of those army airplanes where what they call those? They were not for people. I mean,
cargo.
Not cargo. The seats were all like
a jump seat or a bench.
Yes,
or a bench.
You know, it's all for military.
Military. So you were on a military airplane.
Military airplane.
Yeah.
Yes,
she went by ship.
Well, I know, not to New York, but from Tehran to Cairo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she flew from Tehran to Cairo.
I went first to Iraq.
Iraq. Iraq. Okay.
And from Iraq, I took this plane.
So they drove you to Iraq.
No, nobody drove me to Iraq.
So you flew to Iraq?
I flew to Iraq, yes.
Okay, so your dad and mom sent you off on there? Okay.
Yes, I was on the airplane.
To New York?
No, Iraq. Yeah, that's okay. I got it. So.
Okay.
So then you just, did you read books while you were on there? Or there wasn't much reading?
I read, I guess. I don't know what I did. Tell you the truth, I don't remember.
It's such a long time ago.
I was knitting a lot.
Knitting, that's right. Yes, I forgot about that.
There wasn't very much to do, and it was a very unpleasant for me. It was unpleasant. I cried when I was in the. I just met. Saw my dad crying, and I never saw my dad.
When you left?
When I left, and mother. And
you never saw your dad again after that, right?
Oh yes.
Oh, you did.
I went back, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, we'll get to that.
Yes.
Okay, so
when the twins were about 2 or 3 years, two or 3 months, I went.
You went back.
I had dad take our holiday off, and I went for 2 weeks back to.
Did you go too?
No.
Oh, just you. Okay.
He was babysitting.
Yeah, I know. He had to take care of all the kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder he calls us rotten little kids. we jumped ahead, but we're going to come back now. All right. So, tell me what you brought over with you. Do you remember when you came?
Yes. I brought a square. It was about that big and that high, and closed up, all made so that it would be almost nobody could open.
It's like a trunk or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, it was more than a trunk.
Almost like a strong box.
Strong box. Yes. It was made purposely to put my silver in there.
Okay.
So I brought all that silver that I gave to you kids.
Yeah.
Was in there.
Did you? What about your clothes?
I am so surprised because all this time traveling and everything, I didn't lose another thing.
I know, that's amazing.
I mean, you know, and how come? It's true that I always, the moment I arrived, I gave it. Or when I was in a, in what they call that?
Ellis Island.
No. In Amazon or any place, I immediately would go to the place where...
like a bell captain or something like
that? No, not those people. The most important person who had to take care of those things.
Yeah, the guy in charge. Like a concierge, almost. Something.
Well, it's more than concierge.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
They were important people that I left those things.
Gotcha.
So
did you bring any money with you?
Sign and everything. Yes. I had... was it $1,000?
$1,000.
I remember that. $1,000 bill. $1,000
bill, huh? Yeah, well, listen to let me tell you what happened. When I went to New York, my father's friends took me to, what was the bank?
The bank, yeah.
The bank, oh my gosh. What's that big bank in New York?
I don't remember now.
We had to go.
That's okay.
Go up New York.
Yeah. It's not New York. It doesn't seem. No, it's just like Bank of America. What do they call Bank of America? There's a name the Bank of America has.
Don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Well, I don't, so that's okay.
What's your Bank of America?
Bank of America is called Bank of America.
No, no, no. It has another name. Bank of America.
B of A?
No, no. Oh, my
That's God. Okay. Well, it's all right.
And it'll come to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, this
So you had $1,000. Where'd you keep that $1,000 bill?
Wait a minute. Oh, in my purse.
On your purse, okay.
Yes. What was I saying? Oh, yes. When we went to... what we were talking about.
Went to the bank.
Oh, yeah, to the bank with my father's friend. My father's friend.
But she had never seen anything before.
Yeah, the bank fellow looked at it and said, you know, I have never seen it. I have been a banker for so long. I have never seen $1,000. It was in paper. But he said he never saw one like that. So I bet you anything he made money out of it. Because
why?
Because if it is so precious, if something that
$1,000 is $1,000, it wasn't collectible at that time. Well, maybe it would have been. Who knows?
Oh my! I would think that if he has not seen it for, and he walked.
That's because you were rich.
Money and everything. Yeah. No, it's because my dad. You know, he went through a depression, the big depression. He went through. He was a millionaire before that, so he lots of things happened. You know, in between that. So. That he must have gotten that long time ago. So
sure.
This is okay.
Could be.
That's it. All right.
Yeah. So anyway. So you get in, and I think we know all the story about Ellis Island and all that. So
yeah.
We don't need to go over that.
Yeah.
So when was the first time you saw Dad once you were back in the United States?
I went that's what I wanted to surprise him. I went to.
Oh, you didn't know she was coming?
No. Well, yes, he knew.
I knew roughly.
He knew I was coming.
Exactly. Oh.
I was hoping that I could be able to find the ship.
So,
Lucenia, was it Lucenia or something?
Volcania.
Yeah.
And you knew? Do you know she?
I had not heard until he arrived that the ship was there.
So anyway, I went to Dubuque, Iowa. I remember sleeping in the upstairs thing.
Like a Pullman car and a train.
Train.
Did
yes.
you go by train?
By train.
Okay.
Yes. By train.
Yeah.
So you went to Dubuque.
Dubuque, Iowa. Dubuque University, as a matter of fact.
Right.
That was my girlfriend. My teacher.
I guess that's when we sort of got together again. Then, wasn't
So you saw. That's so. That how did you find out that you were?
He came to Dubuque then.
Okay, so you call him. Well, I don't know.
Yes,
call, telegraph.
Yes,
how did you do that?
I called him. Telegraph.
You called him.
Yes.
So you had a phone at your...
Listen, the funny part is when I take the telephone and I say, this is Miss America, and the fellow says, Miss America? I said, no, Miss America.
Well, who was on the phone?
He was teasing me all along.
Was that...
this is a fellow, you know, the...
Oh, the switchboard operator. Operator, right, okay.
So he gave me a terrible time there. I don't know those laugh things about things like that. So anyway.
Well, wait a minute. So she called you at your dad's house?
No.
Where was he?
No, at college.
Oh, he was at college. Oh, okay. Yeah. Where were you at college? Purdue?
We moved to
Minnesota. Purdue University. You were in Purdue University.
Yeah, I remember that, but that was after we were married.
Yeah, we married in Fremont, Ohio. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm talking about where I called. I called you at Purdue University because you were in Purdue University at the time. You had started going to college. You were out of the army.
No. When she first came, when you first talked to her when she came to the United States, do you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was in Purdue.
There you go. Okay. And so how did you find out? Did someone come? You called, but did someone... He didn't answer the phone, did he?
I think he did.
Oh, he called your room?
Because I had his telephone.
Right, but he called... So the telephone went to... You know, they plugged you to his room. So he had a telephone in his room.
I don't know that.
I don't remember.
Because I would think...
Maybe
I would think
outside.
It'd be,
maybe
were you in
outside.
A... Were you in a... In a
a real college. Purdue is a huge
right,
college.
Right, but were you in... Like dormitories? Is that where you were? Okay.
I was in the dormitory.
Okay.
I had a double room, I guess it was, or something with a...
Did you have a phone inside your room, or was it like a common phone?
No,
he said
he had a phone.
Okay, I got you now. All right.
I know I didn't get them.
So were you surprised to hear from her?
No, because she knew I was coming.
Oh, okay.
It's I'm telling you, I started the thing for a month of... No, two years or three years before. And when I went back to the consulate and he told me it'll take another year, I came home and I was so pale. I went upstairs and mother called dad, and dad came and saw me pale like that. In 1 week, I left because he wrote to the Greek ambassador, and right away, my passport, everything were ready. I wasn't ready to do it in 1 week.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that maybe...
Dad didn't want me to.
Right, so maybe that's why you couldn't get a passport?
I was the youngest one.
Yeah.
He didn't want it. I was.
So he finally decided it was time to let you go, is what it was. All right, that makes... I understand that.
Yeah. So I understand I scared everybody. I was very kind of down and... Not really. I went to bed. I mean, me going to bed after, I felt miserable because another year, I mean, I've been waiting, what is it, two, three years?
Right, 2 years, yeah.
So it was pretty bad. So I was very, very disgusted. When Dad came and saw me like that, he called the thing, and right in 1 week, everything was ready. I was not ready because many of my clothes and everything, I had to do everything at the last minute.
So he kind of waited till last to tell you that he got everything taken care of?
He didn't take care.
I know. Well, but your dad made sure that everything got happened.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Well, everything, no, we had, my sister-in-law and I went and had everything ready. My passport was ready. Everybody had signed, but the okay from the...
just to get the okay from the government. Immigrant.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it happened so fast, I just couldn't believe it. It was a matter of really, it was kind of a really lots of stress, all this thing. And then coming to a new country, meeting...
leaving your entire family and meeting a new family, that was very brave of you.
Yes, it was. It really was.
So, Dad, when you saw her for the first time, was it at Dubuque? You went up to Dubuque? The first time once you got to the United States.
Yeah,
that's where we met.
I mean, we met
at Dubuque.
The first time
they called me and told me, Frank is here, and I, there was a lady that, for the women, in Dubuque. See, Dubuque.
The dorm mothers?
Yes, University of Dubuque was a Protestant, religious. As a matter of fact, my teacher was the one that gave me Pearl Williams. How can I remember her name? I don't know. But Pearl Williamson was my teacher that taught me English Pearl Williamson taught me in Iran,
That was your teacher in Iran. She taught you English?
She improved my English was not very good.
Yeah, so she's jumping around on us, Dad.
Yes.
Pearl Williamson.
So,
why did I bring
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because she was a minister from... Dubuque University.
I get why you went to Dubuque.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. She was teaching at the school there, the American school.
But she was from Dubuque. Yeah,
from
all right.
Yes.
So you went to Dubuque, you called Dad,
why I chose Dubuque,
right.
Because Dad didn't want me to go to Purdue University. He wanted
a little bit of separation there. Yeah, I got you. Now, the rumor is that he said that you had to go live there for a year before he let you get married so that you make sure you like the United States. Is that right?
The idea was not, at least a year.
Yeah. Of course, that didn't last. It only was 6 months.
I immediately after a month or two, I wrote to him and I said, Daddy, I'm getting married. Please give me your
blessing.
Blessing, because I just...
I know we got married
in
December.
Yes,
and
you
I
did.
I came in June, so
yeah.
One semester.
Yeah.
I had just one semester.
Okay, now, Now, let me ask something. Okay, so Dad comes up to see you. Now, did you drive up to see her? How'd you get there?
Oh, yeah, drive. He drove.
You had a car?
Yes, he had it, one of those...
I don't remember which one, but yeah, we used to
have
a car.
Yes, he used to have, yes, he had a Chevrolet. He had a Chevrolet.
Or in and after.
She had a Chevrolet, a little Chevrolet with a back... had
a rumble seat?
It was really, to go back to sit down there, you had to jump over the seat to go sit down there. It was no good.
Wait a minute now. How do you know? Did you get in the back seat with Dad?
No, in the front. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. No, we were on the front seat. Maybe we put the seat down.
Wait, what? You put the seat down?
Maybe, but nothing serious. Only, nothing serious. The policeman one time told us to go.
You were parking?
We were parking.
Oh, okay. To move along. No more necking in the woods, huh?
Well, it was a lover's
Sure. Lover's lane, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so when you came up to see her, did you go in and... Were you able to kiss her? Did the dorm mom said keep 6 inches away from her?
No, nothing like that. We did well. We came to. I think we. I'm not sure what we did, but I'm sure we were in
hugging
the
each
arms
other.
Of each other.
Yeah.
That's
well, that's
right.
Nice.
Because Lucy Savino,
she was your friend, best friend, right?
My best friend in Dubuque, and she was my maid of honor, also, and. And I don't think she's feeling very good because this last Christmas, she says, "Well, I'm all right." Somehow like that. I didn't write her. I really should have written her. But anyway, forget about Lucy Savino. Let's go back to.
Well, that's good. This is probably enough for right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna stop
yeah.
right now because it's been an hour.
Yeah.
And I recorded all of
yeah.
this.
I'll tell